Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist has been entertaining audiences in South Africa and abroad with his hilarious hypnotic entertainment for the past 35 years. With his training in theatre and comedy, Andre brings to life his unique form of entertainment in which members of the audience become the stars of the show. Here to tell us more about hypnotism as entertainment is Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist. Andre, thank you for joining us today. There is one question everyone asks. When and why did you decide to become a hypnotist and with that enter into the world of entertainment?
Interesting story is that I didn't do hypnosis and then find the theatre industry. I was in the theatre industry and hypnosis found me. What had happened was that I had training in drama. I had been on television ads. I was, my entire career was focused on drama, productions, theatre, and a terrible love for the circus of all places, somewhere where I would eventually end up working for a little while. So I was going to be in entertainment. That was a foregone conclusion. It was what I was going to do in entertainment that was still a question. And what happened was I saw the late Max Colley, who passed away in 1990. And when I saw his show, I was like, that is it. That was instantly, I knew that my career had just arrived.
Your shows are very unique in that you choose volunteers from the audience. But I have seen that sometimes some of the volunteers are unable to be hypnotized. Why is that? Do you need to have a certain personality or can anyone be hypnotized?
The show does rely on the volunteers that come from the audience. So I never know what any show is going to do. Every show to me is a complete mystery because until those volunteers are up on stage, I have no idea. Now, we can all be influenced, not all be hypnotized. So not a big difference between the two, because if I said to you right now, don't think of a pink elephant, the first thing you think of is a pink elephant. So there's many ways in which we can be influenced to the same degree and respond in the same way. But when you have a stage show, you have the situation where the volunteers are going to be a combination of people of various ages, beliefs, cultures. And so those people aren't necessarily, not all of them are going to be brilliant volunteers. Totally up in the air. You never know what you're going to get.
The volunteers do all sorts of crazy things on stage. Do they know what they are doing? And will someone do something that goes against his or her will or moral standards?
For the most part, people that take part in the show will know most, if not everything, that they do on stage. Once again, very popular misconception is that you're in some comatose state and you have no memory retention or no recall of what you did on the stage. There are people, we call them somnambulists, who will not remember most, or if not all, of what they did on stage. But for the most part, people are fully aware of what they're doing. They just don't mind doing it. So it's a kind of like a weird motion that their body is set in motion. I always say it's kind of like a brain muscle reaction. So if I say to you, you forgot your name, that person might not actually have forgotten his name, but they might clearly remember their name. But for some reason, the brain just will not let them say it. So it's as if the tongue and the brain just no longer functioning together. A volunteer never goes against their morals and values and standards, and nor do they lose any memory.
Tell us a bit more about your plans for 2025. I see you have many shows lined up, a TV series, and even shows on board a cruise ship.
I've got a new TV series launching on the 15th of January, and that's on Via Tefia. Now, it's an Afrikaans series. I am actually Afrikaans, so many people think I'm English. I'm not. I'm Afrikaans. What happened was in 2012, we had, now when I say we, myself and Frans Swart, who's better known for Le Fra Productions, we put together a television series, 13 episodes that went on to DSTV to great success. And then we moved on, years of, you know, touring. And there was a time that I actually left the country, came back. And about 4 or 5 months ago, I was surprised by a call saying, oh, you know what, guess what? Your TV series is being filmed again. It's called Skaterlach met Andre. Very exciting is, obviously, arts festivals are a big source of income, a big source of recognition, big source of putting out your show, you know, advertising that it is there for the market. It's a really great platform in which to perform. And I am privileged enough to climb on the boat for the Opiwater Kunstefees. And then, yeah, back on the road, right across the country, Cape Town, Durban, PE, East London, and a few of the smaller towns this year.
And finally, we don't want to put you on the spot, but has it ever happened that someone did not wake up after a show?
Probably one of my biggest fears as well. It was always this subconscious thing that what if a volunteer didn't wake up? And oddly enough, kind of going through my first hypnosis book, there was maybe a chapter on waking up a volunteer. And you kind of going through the book and you're like, where's the information? You know, it's like, how do you wake up this person? And now, in retrospect, I completely understand why that is the case, because it's far more difficult to hypnotize a person than to wake them up. The person hypnotizes themselves. So the process of hypnosis does take a considerable time and the person's willingness, and he then hypnotizes himself. But for him to wake himself up is a pretty easy process. Having said that, if something happens, if I drop down dead, if I leave the building, if the volunteer starts ignoring me, which happens, we call them sleepers. And the reason they do this is because they're very comfortable, relaxed, and they're enjoying the sensation. And so they would just shut down and just ignore you and just not respond to your suggestion. But what would happen is you would leave that volunteer and you would just, you know, go on with your life. They would wake up in about half an hour to an hour because they have to change brainwaves. That's not an option. We change brainwaves right through the day, consistently, four brainwaves that we use that we consistently jump in between. So we are going to move from one to the other, which means in essence that you have to wake up. You don't have a choice.
That was André, the hilarious hypnotist, sharing with us insights into his shows and his career spanning 35 years. In a world that is sometimes way too serious, André brings a healthy dose of comedy to his one-man show, with no two shows ever being the same. With the snap of his fingers, André turns the hypnotized volunteers into washing machines, typewriters, moon men, and even a Baywatch lifeguard. For more information on his shows, visit his website at www.hilariushypnotist.co.za or enjoy his show on television on VIA from 15 January.